When Evan got put in and we had to move TJ out, it was pretty seamless in my opinion. You know, we've all played together. We've all had experience. So, you know, that Arizona game was kind of a quick adjustment. But after that, you know, it was kind of business as usual.
Anything different about the way the line functions, or like you said, just kind of business as usual?
I mean, yeah, we have guys that can play a lot of positions. Got smart guys who are very instinctive. They know the game. They know our offense. So, you know, there's little communication things here and there, but overall, not really, no.
So what did you get out of that first game against the Giants, against Pierre Paul? Was that a big learning experience for you, or?
I think every game is a learning experience. I don't think I had my best game ever. I think that's easy to see, but, you know, we still won the game. I've made a lot of good plays. I mean, as a lineman, as an offensive lineman, you know, they don't really look at the ones that you do well. They don't look at the negative plays that we, you know, we might give up. So I know that I took some good things from that game and stuff I have to improve on. I understand that. But, you know, we made some improvements for the playoff game, and then I'm even better than I am now than I was then. So, yeah.
Well, one thing Campen always says about you is you, if you see something, you maybe get fooled by it. I mean, they might fool you once, but it's probably not going to work again. Is that...
I try to, definitely, you know, as with elite athletes out there, you know that there's mistakes are going to be made, but it's going to be about just playing the next play, playing through the whistle and just, you know, executing it. It's not a perfect game. It doesn't look always perfect, you know, so if it's messy and we win, doesn't matter.